This is Ozarks at Large. We have a correction to make after a story that aired on our show yesterday. In the story about the U.S. Marshals Museum special election in Fort Smith, we reported the museum would open to the public in 2022 if the nine-month 1% sales tax passes March 12th. That's incorrect. The museum would open in 2020. We apologize for that error. A Bronx Tale is on stage at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville this week. It opened last night. The coming-of-age story is set in the New York borough in the 1960s. It touches on organized crime, racial tensions, and family dynamics. Written by actor Chaz Palminteri, it's a mostly true story. And this version of the work is a musical co-directed by Robert De Niro, with music by Oscar winner Alan Menken. This morning, two principal members of the cast, Joy Barrero and Richard Blake, who play son and father on stage, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio. Richard Blake, who has a five-year-old son, says being a father informs his work as a father on stage.
Definitely affected the way I act on stage because I'm informed. I know how it is to interact with a young child, and I know what it's like to feel those emotions. So it's just more real for me. Yeah, I can draw on that as opposed to just sort of creating what I think that would be.
I'm not a father, but I think that being a father is somewhat aspirational. You have these ideas of what you want to be as a father. And
yeah, I've always wanted to be a father. I mean, I knew when I was a little kid, I've always dreamt of having a family. So, yeah.
You also pretty early knew that you wanted to do what you're doing, or at least suspected you wanted to?
I guess. Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. When I was 4 years old, my mom says I used to say that I wanted to go to UNORC and make McCarshals. So I couldn't even say it right. But I kind of knew what I wanted. And then I started working professionally when I was 8 years old. And since I was 8 years old, the longest break I've had in between jobs is about 2 months. So that's it's been a long ride.
Joy, same for you. Have you known for a while?
My sister was a singer. And I kind of followed in her footsteps. I was a music kid first. And then my senior year of high school came around, and I watched a bunch. I watched all of Daniel Day-Lewis's filmography at that time. And I was like, I kind of want to be an actor. But I had no training, and so I did musical theater instead.
What drew you to this story? It is a coming-of-age story that deals with many of the things that the country dealt with in the 1960s and continues to deal with now.
Yeah, the story, I think, resonates with a lot of people. We have a higher percentage of grown men in our audience than most Broadway shows, I feel like, because they resonate with this father-son story a lot. And that's what draws me to the story as well. And then there's also this interracial relationship that I happen to be in the show. And I think it's really important to show those kinds of relationships. As much as possible, and to get it saturated into our culture so that people think it's normal, because that's what it is. It's totally normal. So the girl who I play opposite, Brianna Marie, she's a beautiful girl, and you get a huge voice. She's amazing. And so it's fun to work with these people and to, you know, pretend that Richard Blake is my father every night. It's pretty cool.
What kind of – is there any discussion about how the relationship works between the two of you on stage as blood relatives?
These relationships being family oriented, I don't think there's a lot of discussion that goes into it. You sort of act for him like he's being, you know, talked to by his dad, and I sort of talk to my son.
Didn't get it right the first time, then we would have talked about it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's just sort of a natural thing. I mean, the text is there for us, and it's, you know, proven text. It's lasted since 1989 when Chaz started in the one man show, and then the movie, and
Chaz will never fail to remind you that it works.
Yeah,
it works.
It does, and that's what he says. Like, just trust it. It works. You know, and it's true. I mean, Lorenzo, the character I get to play, was a great man, and so that is actually, you know, what we were talking about earlier about my being a father informed Lorenzo. Lorenzo has actually informed my, you know, being a father to my son in real life, because I aspire to be the kind of dad that Lorenzo was. So when I get to talk to Joey, you know, and sort of try and steer him in the right path, because ultimately the show is about the sort of struggle for Colosero's future. I really understand where I'm coming from. And, you know, like I said, being a parent, I know how to talk to him, because sometimes he reminds me of a 7-year-old. I'm kidding.
In real life and on stage.
It's such a New York story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Bronx is in the title. Jazz Momentary obviously wrote it. De Niro directs this. I mean, but it plays in the middle of the country.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a universal story. You know what I mean? That's the thing about it, is the message is universal. And at the end of the day, the story is about family. Mm-hmm. And so that's universal. You know, the where we are, the location, and, you know, the heritage of the people, it's that gives you, you know, some sort of aesthetic to walk into. But at the end of the day, it's all about family and love and the choices we make. Chaz always says there's two really important things that he wants people to take away from the show, which is, the first one is that the saddest thing in life is wasted talent, you know, which is, don't, you know, live your dreams, go for it, don't give up, always, you know, aspire to live out your dreams. And the other is, the choices we make will shape our lives forever. And you know, the story is 95% true, but there are, you know, a couple of things that he's taken literary license with. One of them being, he wasn't pulled out of the car with his friends. Mm-hmm. He actually made the choice to not go with his friends, and they all died in real life. And he would have died too, and none of us would be sitting here right now. Well, you'd be sitting here, but Joey and I wouldn't be sitting here right now. And so, you know, those things are important. I think those two messages are really what drive the show.
Richard Blake and Joey Barrero are members of the touring cast of A Bronx Tale. It's on stage this week at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The musical's run in town includes matinee performances on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons, as well as evening performances through Saturday night. There is more information at waltonartscenter.org.